Commissioners Court for Monday, August 4th, 2025, at 9 a.m. begins here.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started. This is a meeting in Franklin County Commissioners Court. Notice of open meeting. Notice hereby given that a special meeting of the above and Commissioners Court will be held on this day, on the fourth day of August, at 9 o'clock a.m. here in the courthouse in Mount Vernon, Texas. We'll start with the invocation. We pray with our Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us today, Lord, and help us make the right decisions. We ask you to be with Jerry and Lord this week and here on out, and just be with him and his family as they work through their illnesses. And we ask you to be with those that are sick and hurting today. We ask you to be with our first responders as they go about their day, Lord. And forgive us where we have failed you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go. Our flag to the American flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, one with
One nation under God, you get a little. Okay, the Texas flag. From the Indian Desert for all. I went to the Texas flag too quickly. The Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to that Texas. Public comments, anybody? Public comments before we move forward. If not, we'll go to agenda item number one. Consider and take action to approve proposed 2025 tax rate. We have this here. We did do some checking. When we do when we actually adopt the tax rate, we got to have four of the five here. Just Lang looked it up a while ago and read it out loud, and this is just a proposal. We have to have a quorum. So we're okay for today. So that's what I was worried about. I've been sweating that this morning. So. But I'll go ahead and read this out loud, and Marla may want to say something before we vote. It says, Commissioner's Court reviewed the following items and took the following actions regarding the proposal of the 2025 tax rate for the Franklin County fiscal year 2026 calendar budget year. Number one, review and determine the level of funding required for the fiscal year 2026 budget. Number two, the no new revenue rate is as follows. General fund is 0.21715. RBS is 0.01280, lateral road 0.08033, and interest and sinking is 0.01576. The total 2025 no new revenue rate is 0.32604. Number three, after review of the expenses presented, it is determined that the level of proposed 2025 tax rate needed to fund fiscal year 2026 budget are as follows. General fund 0.2513, road and bridge 0.01328, lateral road 0.08343, and interest and sinking is 0.01576. Total proposed 2025 tax rate for fiscal year 2026 budget 0.36386. Number four, take a record vote on the proposed 2025 tax rate increase for the fiscal year 2026 budget. 2025 proposed tax rate voter approval rate is 0.36386, and the 2025 no new revenue rate was 0.32604. An increase over no new revenue rate is 0.03782, what we talked about the other day. Number five is public hearing set for August 25th at 9 a.m. Number six, schedule a meeting set the fiscal year 2026 budget to adopt the 2025 tax rate. And the date will be Monday, August 25th at 9 a.m. And before we vote, I'm going to just make sure there's any questions. And,
there's one thing we need to mark out.
What?
The 2025 proposed tax rate is not the voter approval rate. That was probably in there from prior years, so we just need to mark that out.
Are you talking about on number three?
Four. The rate's right, but what's in parentheses that says voter approval rate on number four?
Okay.
We just need to mark that out because it's not.
I'll initial that. Any questions before we do a motion in a second? If not, there was questions I had, but she explained the pennies and everything else because we was above the no new revenue rate, and she explained it to me. So this is kind of a different year trying to fund the fire department. So.
And that's the biggest expense is funding the fire department.
That's right. So, okay, do I have a motion?
So, I say
Toby.
Okay, Toby made the motion.
Toby yes. made it, I'm sure. Okay. You gotta write all this down.
Obviously.
Okay. Kenny Judd Scott Lee is yes. Jerry Cooper is absent. Toby Godfrey?
Yes.
Scott Newsom?
Yes.
Scott Smith is absent. So it carried. And I'll just sign right here. Brooke will sign right there, so we got that done. Okay. Number two, consider and take action to approve the train. Now we got to just let you know, Matt just got to go to the newspaper, and then we got to make sure we do that to make it then.
Yes, I got to go call Melissa and tell her to send it over because he wants it by 10.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Number two, consider and take action to approve the transfer of Randall Cortinas.
Cortinas, yeah.
From a jailer to a deputy at a reduced rate pending certification from Commerce Police Department.
Okay.
What did I say? Police Department?
Department, yeah.
Police Department, I guess. Commerce Police Academy, excuse me. All right. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Can you pay whatever?
I mean, it's in the budget. I mean, I just.
Well, I'm just adopted a pay scale, though. I didn't know if we had to pay.
Well, if I put him on as a cadet, as a police officer, I mean, that's what I've done with the city. I wouldn't plan on doing this. I had, you know, y'all gave me 3 new spots last year. I didn't know this was going to be an issue, but anyway, it's 3 new spots last year, and I opened it up, took applications, hired 2 people, and I just wasn't anybody else that came in that's already got a license to hire. Randy had came to me prior to, and was already going to be going to the police academy. We're already in that process, and then, he's made me a heck of a hand in the jail. And so I told him he came back to me, talked to me, and said, hey, could you hold that spot for me until I graduate the academy and be able to come in here and go to work for you? And I told him I would. But I told him I was going to continue paying to try to save some money to continue paying as a jailer because I couldn't pay him. I'm not going to pay him what I pay an officer because he's not an officer. But like what I did with the city, what I did is I hired him a couple of bucks below what an officer makes. Once they graduated the academy, I bumped them up some. And then once they graduated probationary period, I bumped them up another dollar. And that's kind of what I was going to do with him. But I had an opportunity, had a young lady come in that wants to go work in the jail from Wood County. I maybe shouldn't say that. Anyway, or stole one of theirs. That's my jail administrator. But she was wanting to come over and go to work for me. From everything I found out about her, she's a real good jailer. So I said, well, I wasn't planning on moving him over this quick, but I was going to continue saving money, but still going to save some money, just not quite as much. There's not a whole lot of difference between a jailer and an officer. But that'll allow me to go ahead and hire her and put her into his position, and that would open up his position in the jail. And I could put her on and then move him over as a police cadet and pay him out of that.
Why do you need our approval for this?
A lot of departments are doing this. A lot of departments are doing this because it's hard to. Most. In today's world, not a lot of people are going to the police academy. Anybody that's going to it that's good, departments are sponsoring and doing this. They're paying for their academy. It's kind of a bonus to get them into their departments, the folks that. Just like
what we're having to do with guys getting CDL license.
Yes, okay. Yes. And just like Grace, she went to Frisco, you know. She went to Frisco, they paid for her to go through the academy. She was a police officer, she got paid less than an officer. But everybody's doing it. To get somebody that's worth putting on, this is what everybody's having to do. Yeah. And we just started doing it. This will be my first one at the academy.
You're basically paying him to go to the academy.
I'm paying for the academy. I've already done all that. So it's just, I was just leaving him over on the jail side because at the time, we were okay there.
Yeah.
But what's hurting me now is I've got two in jail school. His pot's open. And so, like last night, my jail administrator came up, my new jail administrator, Mandy, came up. She worked 7 to 7 this morning because I didn't have anybody go to jail last night. Or two people. I had one, but not the second person. So I'm running short right there. And this lady in Wood County will be able to come in and go to work for me. She's licensed, certified, and don't have to send her to jail school.
Sounds good to me. But I think you have the authority to just do it on your own. I mean,
well, yeah, probably just like a motion.
Yeah, okay. It's good to have it on record. yeah, I don't see a problem with that. I mean, that's in your budget. I mean, that's not an issue. I think we're just okay. And then okay. Give you further. Do what you need to do.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you just want to put it on record.
I'd like to.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I have a motion.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All favor say aye. All opposed. Yeah.
Aye.
All right. Anything else, Rick? How's your air conditioning done?
Well, I got, Marvin told me to go ahead. I got a quote to replace three of them. Two of them needed to be replaced. One of them's been worked on a lot. Actually, I'm replacing a motor on it, but they're all pushing 20 years. And so we've got a pretty good use out of them.
Yeah.
I've got the money in inmate housing. He quoted me usually cost me about $16,000 per unit, and I'm getting these three replaced for $38,000. And so he's going to have a crane here, so that'll save me instead of paying for a crane for three times. It'll be a one-time pay on that. I'm having to get I mentioned in here a while back, they're going to look at getting an oversized crane because this AC unit, the first one that they have started this process is in the very center of the 100 wing, which is the original jail. And a regular crane couldn't reach it out that far. So they looked at getting a helicopter in here, but a helicopter is going to cost $11,000. So they just want a big crane. Yeah, they are probably. But anyway, so we're getting those three units replaced. Should take care of things for a little while. Some of the guys like Robert and them, I think they haven't had air conditioning and it hadn't worked in there for a year or two. And I didn't realize that this unit wasn't even working. It was just two offices and they always kept the doors open, so it kind of kept it regulated. But
they still hadn't had a meeting, I guess. Mom's not in here. We should come back and know more about this. I did, to vote on the $200,000 that's likely they talked about giving, so I don't know how that's going to work. If not, we're just going to have to work with $800,000 so this next year to do that. Mr. Help me out, Holly.
Clay.
Is working on the upstairs. It was looking good. He's working, getting that fixed. Billy Rogers is working on the fire. I talked to him about that.
Did you?
Okay. Also, I'm going to get him to work on the Winsboro building, put a deal in for us. So I told him to do that. We got our bid for the airport roof, and I gave it to Billy Phillips. He was a low man, by about $1,000. So I got him going on that one.
Mentioned roof. I have gotten a quote from Hefner Roofing. I haven't gotten it yet. Let me rephrase that. I'm waiting on it. From Hefner Roofing for the 100, the original part of that roof at the jail, because it's never been done since 92, 91, whenever it was there. He came up and looked at it and he said, I can patch it. He said, but it's not going to stay. He said, you're old. It's all brittle. And so that's another reason I kind of wanted to do these units, because you need to replace them in case you do a roof repair. But he's supposed to get me a quote on redoing the roof on that side of it, because I don't know the terminology, but there's a seal that goes around the edge of that roof all the way around it, and it's basically gone. Birds are living in it, and water, when it rains, any very hard at all, is running down the highway patrol's wall. All the offices on them, except for mine and Chris's, but the other three offices, water just runs down the wall. Because it's just, there's no seal up there. And then the rest of the roof just brittle and leaks around some of the units. But, so I don't think that's gonna cost, huh?
Flat roof.
But you mentioned the roof reminds me of that, but I would, that comes about, I probably won't pay that out of housing also, but if it, something we think we can do. Something's gonna have to be done. I would say Tommy Keys quoted us to replace that, I think it was $58,000. Just to replace that seal around it, that's not good in the roof. And well, that's repainting all that stucco. That's replacing all of that too, because of burn nest, all of that stuff too, and the original building.
And then we've, August, somebody helped me out, and I was not here again, Steve's fixing the, I think the 13th, does that sound like? Steve's supposed to be fixing. So that we need to, I'll fix the driveway there, put something down.
I've been over the dirt.
Okay. Winsburg building just put them out and election day, November, if we get something back there in the back, I went by there.
We went down and measured it the other day, and the guys went down and measured it, and they're trying to figure out how much it's gonna take to.
And I went through the parking lot at the ball field, and I didn't realize it, but it is completely just made a hole had it out there with that water stance. It's gone, it's just a hole now. We've gotta do something to that too. Trying to think what else she told me to. She gave me a list of things. I was calling people left and right on stuff. She's trying to get everything this year, so we use the money this year that we have kind of set aside for the end of the year so we can get that money spent, so we can use it to do that. Something else, I'm trying to think what it was. But I guess that's all. We can talk more. I guess we got a meeting next Monday too, right? Very regular meeting, right? Okay, and we talk more about that and kind of get this. She wanted me, but she said you're gonna talk to her about putting the tin on the dugouts, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's another thing. But I guess that's it. Anybody else saying that? Russell? Max? You stood up.
Hey, just real quick for information purposes only, I've got our proposed amendments to the OSSF sent down to Austin, talked to Kathleen McCulley, who's a girl that, or the woman, I guess, that kind of in charge of overseeing it to make sure the debt goes through. She read them and she said it looked like that's kind of in line with everybody else and didn't see a problem. It's just a matter of their lawyers going through it, them getting approved and getting back to us to have our little public meeting so we can have anybody else around wants to make a comment of that. And then once that's done, it'll make it so. I just want to go out there again for information that once that's approved, we'll be getting more permits in and requiring maintenance contracts. There'll be a lot more paperwork coming through that office. I feel like that justifies a person being full-time in that office just for y'all to consider. We'll see how that goes. I think right now we bring in somewhere around $30,000 a year. As far as the permits the way they are, I expect that to go, up some. I don't know how many. I don't know how many is out there. People are putting them in without telling us. So hopefully once this gets out, we'll get more permits in and see how that goes. But anyway, that process is going along smoothly. I should hear back from her 6-8 weeks, whatever it takes Austin to do. I think the last time they did that, when we were looking at 2003, it took them almost 6 months to get it all done by the time it was gone back and forth. So hopefully, I'm staying in contact with her with emails pretty regular. I'm gonna email her about every other week, go where are we on this, and see if I can expedite that some. So that's where we are on that right there. I just want to throw that out there to you, and let you know that process is rolling.
Good deal.
Just one other thing I got is what I was telling you about Harrison tearing up that road. Electric company contracted out in Harrison on 3230, tore up about, I don't know, about half a mile of road. I had deputy come out and document it, and the insurance lady reached out, and I get help get all that turned in.
They're working with you?
We're gonna find out. They tried doing it in-house, and they offered five. I said, I'd take 10 to keep them dealing with insurance, but they wouldn't do it.
So that's gonna be a $30,000 job.
Mm-hmm.
Starting there from 37, I got an engine down, it's gonna be at least a half a mile, maybe a little more.
I need to get with Lane and see if he's talked to the company of Precinct 1.
They just took all the ground down the road?
They've been all the way around it, but for some reason that road tore up, I guess it's hotter, but they've been over probably 10 miles, but didn't mess up nothing else with that one little road right there. But you can tell where on, where they drove it down the road, on most of them, little white spots that come up. They didn't come apart like this road did.
Mm-hmm.
But it was hot that day, they were working on that road.
Aaron Sam, did you get up to you?
Yes, sir.
He popped in.
Recently?
Yeah.
It's been a while since I talked to him. Long while.
Solar company, he's found a document, paper everywhere, it's got their names on it, and I said, just hold on to it.
Solar people?
Yep. Yep. And, made a picture of it and sent it to me, and I told him.
I didn't say anything to me.
Well, I just told him.
He never reached out to Chris.
He's not happy. I told him, we're not happy either, so. Told him to, that's a criminal thing. Nothing we can do about it. But I told him, just call you, and he said he didn't get with you. But that was Saturday, Friday or Saturday, I can't remember. But I told him just.
I'll check it for a second.
I said, just pick up everything and just hang on to it, so. He's only come, I said, don't go up there, but. Not a whole lot we can do about it.
Nice work, I've heard of that.
Well, I mean, it just did happen this weekend. He was asking me about it and everything, so. Alrighty, well, what else? What else we got? Anything going on once? Going twice?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All favor say aye.
Aye.
Alright, thank y'all. We'll see y'all Monday. Monday. Regular. Pick up.